We begin the Seder with Kadesh, which is also known as Kiddush. Even if people say Kadesh, it's not Kadesh. You have to get ready and Makadesh yourself for the night of the Seder. But halachically speaking, Kadesh is the beginning where you make Kiddush. So we know we make Kiddush all year round. Every Friday night, Kiddush on Yontif. Is there a difference between Kiddush every Friday night and Kiddush Leil Pesach? Obviously, it's a different text. Kiddush on Yontif is different than Kiddush on Shabbos in terms of what we say. But besides that part, and in general, there's a debate whether Kiddush on Yontif is Darais or Darabanan. Pashas is probably only Darabanan, which means there's probably more room for kulas. But I think it's a debate. It could be a kesef mishnah in the Rambam. Maybe it's Daraisa. But Pashas Kiddush on Yontif is probably Darabanan. But either way, that's not a practical difference anyway. Is there any practical difference between Kiddush all year round and Kiddush Leil Seder? So, the what? Yes, that's what we'll see. So the first difference is Manish Tana Halayla Zeh Mikol HaLeilos. All year round we know, and especially now we're in the summer months, or we're getting close to the summer months, Rav Soli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. The Gemara tells us in the fourth parak in Brachas, the Rav made Shabbos early, he made Kiddush early. And again, it gets into another debate, maybe we'll get into the Taz and Marshal, whether he actually had the Suda early also. Well, they definitely had the Suda early. The question, the Machlokes Achronim, is did they wait until nighttime to have a Kazayas of Challah? Even though you ate early, and the Truma Sedeshin has its first Truva about while it was still light out, they used to take after they ate the meal, they used to like be walking by the lake, by the river there, the Don Beast, one of those rivers out there where he lived. But so the Taz says you could be eat your whole meal there. And the Marshal is Machmir because it says, why is there a difference between Kiddush and the Suda? Because Kiddush is a Zohar Shom HaShabbos Kokotcho. By the Suda, it says Ichu Hayom Hishab. So they have Hayom, you have to have it on Shabbos proper, not the Tosefis. But according to the Taz anyway, so that's a further debate within the halacha. But everyone agrees you can make Kiddush early and eat the meal. Obviously everything's debatable, but halacha it's not debatable. And the question is, whether I have to have the Suda afterwards or not. And so we see because there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. And we assume, l'halacha, the shaila is, how could you make Kiddush early? If Kiddush is a mitzvah in our Torah, so how can we make Kiddush during Tosefes Shabbos? So that leads the Or Zeruah to Paskin. That's the Kasha is the Teretz. From here we see Tosefes Shabbos is min haTorah. The fact that you could do a mitzvah daraisa during the time of Tosefes tells me Tosefes Shabbos is a mitzvah daraisa. That's the Shita of Zeruah. Others say it might only be Drabanan, etc. But that's so that's the way we assume. All year round, we make, or at least you have the option, whether you do it or not, we could bring in early Shabbos. We bring in early Shabbos all the time because it's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. But colloquial speaking, what we call early Shabbos. So therefore, there's no problem all year long to bring in Shabbos early. So you would think that one night a year, you want to bring in Yontif early is Leil Pesach. V'igada to Levincha, it's all about the kids. So wouldn't that be one time where we would definitely want you to bring in early Shabbos, early Yontif? So can we bring in Yontif early this coming Pesach? So that's what Tosis points out in Arvei Psachim. The Mishnah says Ad Shetechshach, and Tosis and the Poskim learn out says Va'achuas Abasa Balayla Hazeh, that we learn out the Karban Pesach can't be eaten until nighttime, and the Gemara in Arvei Psachim extends it to matzah. Well, the Machlokas Rabbi Lezer, but Azai, Rabbi Akiva, how late do we have to eat it? But everyone agrees you got to wait till Laila. So Tosfos says, whether he's saying a Chiddush or not, Tosfos says, there's no halacha of Tosefes Yontif, Tosefes Shabbos on Pesach. Even though normally we apply the klal, you could bring in Shabbos early, but Tosfos Shita is, and that seems to be the normative psak, that you can't bring in Pesach early, else that'd solve all the problems. The Shiloh is like this. See, there is a Tosfos HaRush, which says you do bring in, we do apply the klal of Tosefes Yontif even on Pesach. Yeah, but Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif makes it into Laila, like the Taz's Shita. So what's the problem? With this, you know, we assume Zera is a kasuv, so therefore, we don't pass like the Tosfos Harid, but we have it, but as always, B'shas Adchak, elderly people who are going to go to sleep before nighttime, so what choice do they have? So they should make a Seder? Or perhaps they should rely on the Tosfos HaRid, and then after Plag HaMincha, go ahead and do this Seder. That's why, in fact, it's a big shaila. I mean, I don't know, big shaila, but it depends what the question is, about a Zoom Seder. So all agree you shouldn't be doing a Zoom Seder during Yontif, but either way, we could get into what the issues are. But I'm talking about, I'm not getting into what I mean by that anyway. I mean, even the poskim who said it only said it by elderly, cholish ein bo sakana. They have a lot of qualifications also. What I mean to say is, all agree in a regular year. I mean, I'm talking about all things being equal, that you don't do a Zoom Seder. You know, on an individual basis, there's what to discuss. You know, whether the answer might be yes or no, but it's what to discuss. I'm just saying is, I was raising a different shaila. Because many non-observant people all year round, I mean, every Pesach make the Seder early. They don't wait till 9 o'clock at night or 8:30. They have the meal at 5, 6 o'clock. Forget about old age homes. I'm just saying, secular Jew, you know, people, you're having a meal. And you're having it with your kids and grandkids, and not waiting to, you know, if you're more traditional, you might wait until later. So let's assume those people who are an observant, and let's say they don't know how to run their own Seder. So the shaila is, could you, let's say, me, I'm just giving an example, could I run a Seder for them on Zoom, like after Plag HaMincha, and I won't accept Yontif, and then I'll do the Seder for them, and then I'll make Yontif later? In other words, so they're relying on the Tosfos HaRid. There's a lot of cool as you got to assume that, you know, for them anyway, they're doing that Seder anyway. And let's say assume they're on Zoom. Let's assume it's an Issur Drabanan. So the shaila is, could you have Tosefes Yontif L'chatzon? Probably not. Could you say, you have the other direction. You could take it on Tosfos and Ksuvos. You could have it for an Issur Melacha, but you don't do the Mitzvah Hayom until later. To say the other way is more difficult. To say you could do the Mitzvah Hayom, but not take on Kedushas Yontif. That's a more difficult push. But I'm saying, so therefore, those people anyway, so there's a whole discussion, you know, about Aveir Lashma, that... because the Gemara talks about it in Shabbos, about Radiyas Apas. The details aren't important, but the point being is, someone who did something that they, if you don't do anything now, if you leave the dough in the oven, that's going to be an Issur Daraisa. They're going to violate Afiyah, you know, Bisho Afiyah. But if you pull it out now, it'll only be Radiyas Apas. It'll only be an Issur Drabanan. So am I allowed to sin? Could I do an Issur Drabanan to save someone from an Issur Daraisa? Right? That's a whole discussion. Not simple at all. However, in among the Rishonim, one of the discussions are, but that's the saying, could I sin? But let's say the person who's going to get the Issur Daraisa, then it makes sense that he should be able to do it, because then he say, to me, to do an Issur Drabanan on someone else's chesh, on my, you know, that's a debate. But if the person doesn't do anything, he's going to get an Issur, it would make sense that if he's gonna that he should violate an Issa Drabanan instead of an Issa Daraisa. So one could argue like that. So either way, whether you assume anyway, so Zoom is probably only an Issa Drabanan. So the question is it better for them to violate an Issa Drabanan of being on Zoom and doing all the mitzvahs Daraisa on the Seder than them not doing any Seder? You follow the Shaila? Hello? Yeah, I'm just, right. Again, I'm not, obviously I'm not passing any, I'm just discussing, I'm just raising that would be the issue. In other words, all these people, at least let them eat the matzah, have the Dawud Kosos, and do it right, than not do it at all. But either way, so that gets into a much bigger discussion, Aver Lishma, gets into Kirov, what's the goal? That's not our topic now. So the question is, can a person who's going to wait to an observant Jew who's going to wait and follow the mitzvah, follow the halacha kitikuna? So we assume that Leil Pesach is different all year round, or at least every Friday night you can make Shabbos early. But Leil Pesach, because based on Achos Abbas Balayl Azeb, Erev Tochu Matzos, whatever we'll see, the meaning is we don't. So that's one nafkamina. Can you make Kiddush early Leil Pesach? Leil Shabbos, yes. Leil Pesach, no. As the Shulchan Aruch writes, you should make Kiddush until Choshech, until it gets dark out, until nighttime. So the question is, why does the Shulchan Aruch say to wait? That's the Shaila. All agree you can't make Kiddush until Atche Techshach. The question is, why? So that's a major debate between the Taz and the Magen Avram. The Magen Avramites, really, there's no difference between Kiddush all year round and Kiddush Leil Pesach. That's not why you have to wait. The same way, Rav Soli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, I can make Kiddush Leil Pesach early. That's not the Nakuda. If it's you, it's what you mentioned, it always happens that Kiddush always happens to be the first of the four cups. So there's Magen Avraham, based on Tosis and other Rishonim, then not only does the halacha apply to matzah, but it applies to all the mitzvahs hayom, like the Trumas Hadeshim write Tzipor Yitzias Mitzrayim, other Rishonim write Hallel. So that's what Rav Schacht always says over, when the kids used to come back to school, his kids, I guess, went to Breuer's, I don't know. So, adults do it all the time, or maybe when you're not back to school, you see them in shul, and you say, everyone, like Hasidim bragging about their Rebbe, he does more miracles. So, my Seder went to 1 o'clock, and mine went to 2, mine went to 3, everyone's arguing, not arguing, everyone's showing how late the Seder went. The Rav Shachter's kids used to say, our Seder ended Echatzos. Whatever, what I mean is, because Rav Shachter was makpid for the Shita, all the mitzvahs hayom have to be finished by Chatzos. Not only, and therefore, of course you could sing your Chagadja all night, or your Echa Miyodeya, but all the mitzvahs are like, Hallel Dawud Kosis, he was makpid to finish it by Chatzos. Most people are lucky to get the Afikomen in. Maybe this year might be different, and they might have quicker Sederim, or maybe people have longer Sederim. Yeah, well, it depends on, in your case, you have a whole family anyway there. No, yeah, right, you'll have less, yeah. Right, so I'll have a lot less. I'm usually giving the communal Seder. So I'll be going from 100 people to around three. I know, around three. Because one daughter's still in New York, but that's all. So that's what the Magen Avraham writes. The Taz says, what are you talking about? It has everything to do with Kiddush. We have a lock of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Kiddush B'Makom Suda means, generally you have to make Kiddush in the place where you eat. The Taz has a Kiddush. Not only does it mean that, but it means you only can make Kiddush in a time which is Roy L'Suda. I can't make Kiddush if I can't eat the Suda. So the Since it says the Erev Tochu Matzos, the meal is the matzah, so since I can't eat the matzah until nighttime, if I make Kiddush early, I'm not Yotze Kiddush, because it's not Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So it's a major machlokas, the Magen Avraham versus the Taz. What's the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch? Is it the Magen Avraham says Kiddush isn't a problem? It's because it defers to the Dalet Kosis, and the Taz says Kiddush is the problem. So my nafkamina, someone made Kiddush early, they didn't know. So would they have to make Kiddush again? Let's say they made Kiddush and then realized. Do you have to make a new Kiddush? According to the Magen Avraham, you don't say Kiddush. You just have to drink another cup when it gets to nighttime. According to the Taz, you have to make Kiddush again. You're not Yotze Kiddush. So it comes out of Chumrah according to the Taz. I mean? I guess it depends how long. I'd say, you know, Pashas, you know, that'd be... The reason not to would say maybe it looks like you're being most of our kosos and having five. On the other hand, is maybe there's a big enough hefsek, so therefore you need, because I can, you know, it depends how early I made Kiddush. Yes, I'm just, if it's 5 minutes later, then probably not. But if I made it an hour ago, then you're not, I assume you're not sitting at the table anymore, then Pashas, and all, 1 minute, and then you have to make it, you know, make it nicker that it is the first of the four cups. You're not just drinking. I mean, the bottom line is, yotze even without the bracha. Well, that's a separate discussion. We're getting into a machlokas Rambam and Tosfos here. That you definitely yotze drinking the four cups. But we'll get to that in a minute. So that's a chumrah according to the Taz. But it comes as always. Every kula is a chumrah, every chumrah is a kula. Well, I don't know every, but many of them. Because the question is, do I have to finish my Dawud Kosis by Chatzos? According to the Magen Avraham, yes. So even the Magen Avraham is Yoti, is Mako by Kiddush, but he says you have to finish all the Dawud Kosis by Chatzos. According to the Taz, nothing to do with the Dawud Kosis. It has to do with Kiddush, and therefore you could finish the Dawud Kosis after. Right? After Chatzos, it's not an issue. And in fact, it's a Taz L'shitas, and as I mentioned before, the Taz says you don't have to eat a kezias of bread during all year round if you make Kiddush. How do I know it's L'shitas? Because that's the Taz L'shita. You need Kiddush b'makom suda. If I wasn't able to eat my meal before nightfall, I wouldn't be Yotze Kiddush. So by definition, if the Taz says you can make Kiddush, that means it's Kiddush b'makom suda, and that's why he paskins all year round. You don't have to eat another kezias of challah after nightfall. You see the Taz l'shitason or not? Yeah. Okay, so that's the first nafkamin is we can't make Kiddush early, well, Pesach, even though we make it early. So we wait until Seitz for Kiddush, even though Pashas, as I said, Kiddush is only Drabanan. And Dalet Kosis is only Drabanan. So there's room to, you know, depends which seitz are we waiting for. It gets into how late you really have to wait. You know, unless you hold Yotze Mitzvah Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, but anyway, you'll be doing it later. But either way, so that's the minig. To wait until Seitz, but if a person made Kiddush a little earlier, maybe, you know, it'd still be okay because he's, you know, his Yotze is Kiddush. If you assume Kiddush is Drabanan, and the time he does all the Daraisas, it'll be nightfall anyway. So, anyway, you have definitely what to rely on because the different Sheetahs are what Seitz is. But obviously, all things being equal, you wait until whatever Seitz you wait all year round, you wait till for Leil Pesach. So, you know, if you need and you have elderly people or kids, you know, then you could speak to your local posek to see how early, which seitz you could rely on to start your seder. So that's one nafkamina. The second nafkamina is another difference we have Leil Shabbos is hamavarech sarach sheyitom. The halacha is the one, the Gemara says in Erevin, the one who makes Kiddush has to drink. So there are three levels. So the ideal is, let's say Kiddush Friday night. So really, level number one is the one who makes Kiddush drinks the requisite amount. We'll get into what the requisite amount is in a minute. right? And really, Me'ikar Adin, no one has to drink Friday night except the one making the Kiddush. You know, to Hidr, people like drinking, but there's no Chiyav. You Yotze Kiddush through Shomei HaKona, and that's it. Shomei HaKona on the words, and you don't have to drink either. The second level is if you can't drink, give it to one other person yet to drink the requisite amount. And if you don't have that, Shtiyas Kua Mistarfin. You know, the minute everyone gets a shot glass and between all of you, you have the requisite amount. So I have the requisite amount all the time, yeah. I've been saying, obviously the person drinking Kiddush should drink the requisite amount and give out the shot glass. So that's Talacha all year round. So what about Leil Pesach? So this like I watch the person making Kiddush, I watch him, I listen to him say and I watch him drink it, I'm Yotze. What about Leil Pesach? As long as the head of the household does the Kiddush, is that enough for all of us? So that's what Tosfos writes. Maishna Kiddush Leil Pesach mi Kiddush Kol Hashana. At least that's the Hava meaning of Tosfos. Why should there be a difference? And the Ephatosis, at least in the Hava meaning of Tosfos, says there's no difference. No one, a lot of people would be happy with Tosfos. They don't have to drink. It's got the Baal HaBayis do everything. That's at least the Hava meaning of, people quote it as Tosfos. He seems to back down at the end, but they quote him as saying it, which he does say in the Hava meaning. And that's the Shitas HaTosfos. Shitas HaRambam is no. All year round it works, because you Yotze Shomei HaKona. But drinking, there's a Chi of Shtiyas Dalet Kosas on the night of Pesach, and therefore I can't drink for you. You got it's a mitzvah shebegufo. You got to do it yourself. So it's a machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam, whether everyone has to drink their own cup or could you be Yotze with the Baal HaBayis. So we actually, we go L'chumra. We accept both shitas. Because first of all, let me explain the shitas. What's pshat in Tosfos? The Tosfos shita is, as the Briska Rav explained, really it's a mitzvah of Kiddush all year round. You have a chi of bracha al akos. Four times during the Seder, Chazal said you should make a bracha bor pri agafen on the kos. Over the kos, different parts of the Seder. Magid, halo, etc. And therefore, and it's midin shomei ha-ka'ona, it's midin bracha al akos. It's not midin shtia. And the Rambam says, no, it's a chova shtia. So if it's a chovas shtia, so then obviously everyone, so that's the machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam. That's why I think the different minhagim among Svardim, they only make two brachas. I think the first and third for Bori Pri HaGafen. They don't make, because there's no hefsik in between. But we hold that even if there is no hefsik, but that was the takana. The takana was, as the Briska writes, that Chazal instituted to make a bracha at 4 points at the Seder. It's a chovas bracha, and then in order to give chashivas to the bracha, we hold a cup of wine. But it's the same din as Kiddush all year round. So I'm saying is we're machmer in both directions. We make four brachas. Even the Sfarim only make, we make a bracha, and we drink, we have to drink the kos. So lichat chila, So lichat chila, you have to drink the whole cup. That's why it's best to have the small enough cup that it's holding a revius, whatever revius is. That's a different discussion, but you know how what the shiur revius is. But minimum you have to, so therefore as long so you I mean so let's say 4 ounces on a mitzvah d'oraisa, so let's assume is a revius. So therefore, it's best to have 4 ounces or four. In other words, if you have an 8-ounce cup, you got to drink 8 ounces. So that's why it's better to have a... However, we paskin ruva kakuo. That's the halacha, let's say, by shchita. You got to shech the animal, but if you do ruva, not the whole thing, it's still kosher. So lichat chila, the din is, one should drink a whole cup. But b'diavid, you're yote ruva kakuo. So therefore, it's best not to have a big beer mug. You try to have the smallest possible cup. So therefore, you can fulfill the lichat chilo of drinking the whole cup. But anyway, push comes to shove, repaskin ruba kakulo. But you just have to make sure your cup's big enough than a revia. So, I mean, in general, this the different shita. I think Ramosha's shita is on a mitzvah drabbanan, a revia is we go with 3.3. And in Mitzvah Minat Torah, we go with 4.2. But here, there's no Kiddush on Shabbos, you know, so Pashtus, if Kiddush is only Derabbanan, then you could be Yotzei on the 3.3 Shita. But if you want to be Machmeh, that Kiddush is Darais on Yonta, then for the first cup, you could have a bigger one. But either way, that's the halacha. So therefore, that's Nafkamina number one is, all year round we make Kiddush early, Pesach we can't. Second Nafkamina, all year round we don't have to drink. But on Leil Pesach, we have a Chov Ashtia, L'chadchilo, the whole cup, but at least B'diyeved, Ruba Kukulo. And it's different than Shabbos. The third Nafkamina is, it's the same issue, is how much do you have to drink? So if you're passing like the Rambam, that the Chiyav, it's a Chovas Shtia, then you got to drink the whole cup. If you learn like Tosfos, it's only a Chovas Bracha, and the cup is incidental, then it's the same halacha of Kiddush. You only need Rov Revias. Everyone needs you need a Revias, but let's say Rov Revias would mean, I guess it wouldn't be much different than if you have a cup which is this the Revias, then there wouldn't be a Nafkamina. It'd be Rov Revias. But according to, let's say, Tosis, if I had an 8-ounce cup, on, like everyone agrees Friday night, if I use a 20-ounce mug, I just have to drink Rov Revias, not Rov Kos. On Leil Pesach, according to Tosis, it's still Rov Revias, because he holds it's a Chovas Bracha. But we're Machmen like the Rambam, so therefore that's why we stay away from the 20-ounce cup, because, 40 ounces of wine, who knows? Or we'll see wine, maybe grape juice, but that's what we'll have to do. So that's the third Nafkamina. So again, we can make Kiddush early all year round, not Leil Pesach. All year round, you don't have to drink. Leil Pesach, you have to drink your own cup. And we assume all year round, you could drink Rov Revias, the guy making Kiddush, but on Leil Pesach, you got to drink the whole cup and at least Ruba Kukulo. Fourth Nafkamina. Just like Chazal, we're interested how much wine I have in the cup, how much I have to drink. They're also concerned with the manner of the way I drink it. There's a lack of haseba on the night of Pesach. So therefore, when one drinks the Dalet Kosos, one has to drink it haseba. So all year round, you don't need haseba. But Leil Pesach, you got to drink the wine haseba. And that's a whole discussion in the Gemara, which cups need haseba, which ones don't. So l'chadchila, obviously, you try to recline on all four. Again, I've seen in different poskim, but some say the standard, I believe, and some even say less than that, but let's assume the first two cups, if you drink and don't recline, you go back. The last two, you don't, because you're not supposed to eat anything after the matzah. And what are we relying on? Not to go, that's a whole discussion, Machaber Ramah, about even I think if you eat the matzah, without Haseba, for Afikoma, there's a discussion of what's in the Kud. And the Kud is, there's a Shitas HaRavyan, Ravya, who says that Bizman HaZeh, meaning the Shita resonates with me because I find reclining very uncomfortable. I'm probably reclining, you would think, if I was sitting on my recliner, maybe I'd like it. But the way it's turning my chair around, leaning to the left, like it's not come. So that's his sheet. It says no one reclines today. So what kind of, you only recline to show your B'nai Chorin, to force me to do something I'm uncomfortable, doesn't make any sense. So the Rabbian Paskin's no reclining today. So we don't usually, we don't accept the Shita, but that's why, but we use the Wakula. So I think that's why some say if women don't recline, so the women don't have to be machmir for the Rav Yah. And then some say, it depends how far you want to use the. In a case where it's an issue to eat after Afikomen, having a second Afikomen, so then there's what to discuss to rely on the Rav Yah. But that's the Shita. So the four Nafkaminas. We can make Kiddush early Friday night, not Leil Pesach. One person drinks Pesach. Everyone drinks. Every Friday night, only the one making Kiddush has to drink. Leil Pesach, we all have to drink. And the fourth Nafkamina is that everyone has to you don't have to recline all year round. You recline Leil Pesach, and we'll give a fifth and final nafkamina for now. What about what do I have to make Kiddush over? So clearly, you know, obviously everyone agrees if you make Kiddush over wine, that's good. The question is, what if I don't like wine? I'm allergic to wine. So clearly, if it's a health issue, you're not going to have much of an option. If let's say if you can't drink wine, then there's nothing to talk about anyway. Like obviously, you got to use grape juice or chama medina or something else. So those are, because you can't put yourself in worst case, then you're an honest. But let's assume the shail would be is a person who can drink wine, they just prefer grape juice. I like grape juice better. Or I don't want to drink that much wine because I won't be able to enjoy the Seder, the Onig Simchas Yantar, whatever. The issue is the case where someone can drink wine, but they prefer grape juice. What about in that? So what about grape juice at Kiddush all year round? So grape juice at all year round actually was a Shaila. It used to be one. It used to be a big Orthodox conservative divide whether you could use grape juice for Kiddush. The conservative movement, because it came up, I think the issue was when you were only allowed to drink wine for a ritual basis. So I think one of the heads of JTS, he'll come back to me his name, but he said that, no, you're allowed, he says, we're not, I think he told the authorities, he said, no, we don't need to have wine, we could use grape juice. And everyone else went psycho on him. They called him Rosh HaKaram. And that was the big, I think, Rav Hankin. All that basically that was the working Orthodox assumption, you know, based on halachic reasons, but whatever. But maybe meta halacha also to separate from the conservative. But that was a major Orthodox conservative. We've come a long way from that. That's not a big. Orthodox assumes grape juice is good. Rav Moshe Feinstein's the one who basically moved it into mainstream. He paskin you could use grape juice for Kiddush Friday night. And in fact, I remember and that's what they say, one of the big, I don't know, popes or whoever, like they were discussing the question for communion, could I use grape juice instead of wine? So he said, this is great rabbi in New York City, Rav Moshe Feinstein, who paskins they could use grape juice for Kiddush. If it's good for Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's good enough for us. We could start using grape juice for communion. Then, in fact, I remember, I think I was at Rav Moshe's Levaya, 1986, the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And I think Rav Moshe Tengler, his son-in-law, spoke. Rav Nissen Alper, one of my Rebbeim, was a Talmud Muvak. He spoke. I'm not sure if he spoke in Yiddish, English, who remembers. But So Rav Moshe Tengler spoke, and one of the things he said is, everyone knows Rav Moshe's influence on the Jewish world, but he influenced the secular. So this is one example he gave. And I think another example was, whether he said it at the Levaya or not, there was a whole big question with Siamese twins. So one of the big doctors quoted Rav Moshe's psak on it, about whether you're allowed to separate the twins or not. So Rav Moshe was quoted not only in Jewish sources, but even in among the Goyim as well. That's how great Rav Moshe was. So either way, so Rav Moshe, he's the one who changed it. He said, don't worry. What was the issue? Like, what's the problem with grape? What's the potential issue with grape juice? Well, the question is, what bracha do you make on grape juice? So we all know we make a boy pri agafen, but that's not so pashit. Rashi writes in brachas other Rishonim, that if you cook grapes, it's a general rule when if you're doing something to the fruit or vegetable, you're making it better, so then the bracha stays. But if the making it worse, or you know, we could discuss what worse is, it's the bracha change. You know, so let's say orange juice, like well, that's the, you know, Chaz and Ish, I think, held you may be order praise anyway, but it gets into if roll of the oranges, you know, if you're making them for eat or you're making them for orange juice. But either way, so Rashi Shita, somebody showing him Shita was that if you take grape juice and you cook it, you know, you're making it worse, that the bracha would be a shahako. So So therefore, clearly everyone agrees you can't make a shahako on Kiddush. I mean, at least with Chatchila, you need, because we assume you can't do Chama Amradina. So therefore, you can't, that's why if you don't have wine, you make it over Hamotzi, because you need a, it's clear you need a Bori Priya Guffin. So if your whole grape juice isn't a Bori Priya Guffin, it's out. That was one issue. Another issue is, the Gemara says in Baba Basra about, you only can use wine, Kiddush, that's good for the Mizbeach. So Yayin Mevushal, anything with sugar in it, and certainly grape juice, fits the bill. And therefore, that's why some Svardim Amachmi, that's the Rambam Shita, you dafkin need Yayin Sheino Mevushal, at least for Kiddush Friday night, which is the Raisa. We don't paskin that way. We going like Tosis. The Gemara just means, not literally, you can't use spoil wine. So we use grape juice, or yeah, we use grape juice Friday night. You know, some Svardim don't, or any Yayim Mevushal. And the third issue is, the Gemara seems to say, maybe you need something Mile de Meshaker. You need something that can get you drunk, and grape juice isn't going to get you drunk. Right, so therefore, another thing, like, what do you mean? It can't mean that, because the Gemara says that if you're stuck, you don't have wine, just squeeze out grapes and use it for Kiddush. So clearly, obviously, grape juice works. So others will claim that no, that works because if you left it the way it would go, it can turn into wine. But what the grape juice we have, it's already can never be turned into, you know, so someone to make, what? Yeah, I'm not finished yet. But I'm saying is, yeah, but I'm just saying is the bottom line is people use it Friday night for kids. I'm just giving the issue. Assuming you just came from Mars and you didn't know what to do, that you've never been at a meal, and I'm sure you must have seen people make kiddush. Even doesn't mean they're doing the right thing, but we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. So either way, so, and also someone to bring a raya. The Gemara talks about some of the rabbis, they drank wine. Let's make sure it's still being recording here. So let me repeat that, because they didn't hear it. The phone call interrupted it. Is someone to bring a raya that some rabbis drank on Pesach, they were drunk until Shavuos. If you could use grape juice, then why would they have used wine? And some give a very simple answer. They didn't have grape juice then. I'm not getting into a historical debate, but I think that's the working assumption, that they didn't have grape juice. So yeah, of course you didn't. They had no choice. So the bottom line is, all three problems we're fine with. I mean, the minig Yisroel, again, there are those who are machmir, and no one, if you want to use Yayin Sheino Mevushal for Kiddush, there's no problem being machmir. But Meikar Adin, we assume now it's even among Orthodox that you could use grape juice for Kiddush Friday night. That's the standard psak. So the question is, does the night of Pesach make a difference? So Rav Moshe says, yeah. Rav Moshe, who was actually the kingpin of grape juice, he turned it into an Orthodox issue that you're allowed to have it. The same Rav Moshe says, it's best to use wine the night of Pesach. Why? Well, first I'll get before, well, that's what he says. And Rav Soloveitchik disagrees. There's a Machlokes, Rav Moshe, and the Rav, there are others, but I use those two as examples. There's a Machlokes, Rav Moshe, and the Rav on whether someone who prefers grape juice but can drink wine, there's no health issue, is it better to have wine or better to have grape juice? So Rav Moshe says better to have wine, and Rav Soloveitchik says better to have grape juice. What's the Nakudas Hamachokas? So Rav Moshe holds that since the night is supposed to be like B'nai Chorin, so therefore, by definition, a Mile de Meshaker, that's something a Ben Chorin ever doesn't get to drink wine. Someone who's free, that's the drink kings used to, if you're B'nai Malachim. So Rav Moshe says that it's better to have wine because that more shows out Cheres, right? And the Rav says the opposite. He says, the Rambam says, you need a shtiya areva, you need a pleasant drink. Imagine, what's freedom? You're telling me I have to drink something I don't like? The ultimate cheres, I'll decide what I want to drink. I like grape juice better, I'm going to drink grape juice. So it comes down to the machlokes, Rav Moshe, the Rav, comes down to, I'm saying this, not them, is how do you define freedom? Rav Moshe says it's an objective definition. Drinking wine objectively makes you free, hence drink wine over grape juice. And the Rav holds it's a subjective chayrus. No, it doesn't make any sense. If I'm a king and I want to drink grape juice, I'm going to drink grape juice. So the machlokes is, and that's kind of like the issue by the Rav Yai said before. Like, so we seem to go, at least for reclining, that we go with an objective definition, because most people, I assume, don't like reclining, and yet we do it anyway. And the Rav Yai says, no, it's a subjective one. We don't recline. So it depends if we accept the Rav Yan. I could argue, since we accept the Bidyevit, that means we really paskin like him. But that's a separate debate on how you paskin halacha. But so either way, so the point being is, that seems to be the issue. What's the definition of freedom? Does freedom mean objectively alcohol is freedom? Well, no. So that's why, and also I could have had people who used to... Because at a Shaila, that people who used to fast, Tainus Bechorim, they didn't ask me if they had a fast because they used to fly to Israel and they said, and they were, actually, it was, what happened was I was speaking Shalosh Shudis when the Shabbos before Pesach, maybe 2 weeks, and I discussed Rav Soloveitchik Shita. He said, wow, I can't believe it. I've been, I think he drinks grape juice now anyway, but he used to, because he used to fast, and then he thought he had to drink wine. So he used to drink wine. I said, number one, you have Rav Soloveitchik to rely on. And secondly, that's a separate discussion. If you can't hear a siyum, do you have to fast or not? Or how do you hear a siyum? Do you hear it on Zoom? Rav Henkin has a famous shita that you could be pulled up at tzedakah. He says, no one fasts, no Bechorim fast today, so if you can't get a... he holds it's... I'm not saying everyone... It was funny, because when someone told Rav Shech to you, what about Rav Hank? I said, what? I never heard that. I never heard about that from Rav Hank. Yeah, but it's pity many people have heard it, but Rav Hank, that's Rav Hank and Shita, who is the Gadol Hador, the Posek Hador on the Lower East Side, before Rav Moshe moved into town. I'm assuming as long as Rav Hank was much older. So I'm assuming Rav Hakin was the Gadol Hador until he passed away. They are friends. They knew each other. They lived right near each other. They say Rav Hakin died first. So they say Rav Moshe used to make Havdalah for Rav Hakin's wife every Motzai Shabbos. As a separate chair, he used to do it over the phone. I'm not going to get into that issue now. But that's a separate chair. So let's summarize. So we have Manishtana Halayla. Yeah, we have the four now. We have the four differences. We have that all year round I make Kiddush early to Leil Pesach. I can't. All year round I listen to Kiddush and watch him drink. Tonight I could still listen to Kiddush Yomei Kona, but I just have to drink my own. All year round it's enough if you're going to drink a Rov Revius. The night of Pesach, you got to drink the whole cup, minimally Rov Kos. All year round, I don't have to recline. The night of Pesach, I have to recline. Then we threw in a bonus for those who hold, there are really five cups, Eliyahu Hanavi. So we threw in the fifth nafkamina, is grape juice. For those who have to drink grape juice for health reasons, I assume everyone would be moda. But for those who, it's not a health issue, it's just a preference, Rav Moshe would say, better to go with the objective wine, which is objectively screams cheres, and Rav Soloveitchik says better to go with the grape juice. Because what more Englucha freedom gedola mizu than choosing on your own? And just to conclude, that's the Rav Soloveitchik's famous pshat. Today people ask the shaila, could we when we begin the Haggadah, what do? We say in the Halach Ma'anya, Kol Difkin Yetze. Called Difkin Yetze V'Yecha. All those that need to come and eat. The Shailas, could we do that today? Because the coronavirus, you're not inviting anyone into your house. Is it Sheker? The answer is no. The answer is it's really it's you could ask that question all year round. I'm inviting someone in Aramaic. They don't speak the language, and it's very nice. I'm inviting them, and I'm reading the Haggadah in my house. Like, how are they going to? So clearly, whoever you invited beforehand. This is more a formal part of the Seder. It's to remember when we had the Korban Pesach that people invited people. You know, you had the pre-sechaburas, but right. So Rav Soloveitchik said, so why then do we begin the Seder with Halach Ma'anya? Like, why do we invite people all year round? What's so special about the night of Pesach? We say called Difkin Yetzei V'Yechol because what's the yisod of Cheres versus Avdus? You can't invite guests over if you're a slave. You don't own anything. So how do we demonstrate our Cheres? By inviting people over. What obviously people, there's different type of Cheres. But Cheres means you're free to invite others and doing chesed. So therefore, what greater Cheres than showing I have my own home and I'm able to invite guests over to fulfill the mitzvah of Haknasas Archim and the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, etc. So that's the yisod of the Leil Pesach called Divkin Ye. That's a ceremonial part to show. It's a night of Cheres, and tonight we celebrate our freedom, and whether it's freedom with wine, freedom with grape juice, either way, everyone agrees it's a time of Cheres. And those are some differences between Kiddush Leil Pesach and Kiddush Kol Hashana. Any questions, comments?